I'm Linda van Tolberg for Biz News. South Africa's flora had pride of place at the RHS Chelsea Flower Show in London, winning three prestigious awards with its biggest display ever, featuring 25,000 stems of cut flower. Well, leading this botanical triumph is acclaimed botanist and landscape designer Leon Kluger, alongside his right-hand man, Tristan Wodberg, and a dedicated South African team. And guess who's joining us? It's Leon. Leon, thanks so much for joining us at Biz News.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Glad to be back in South Africa, though.
Oh, well, welcome and congratulations. You really do South Africa proud. You must be so pleased with that outcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I think as a team, we're all very pleased. You know, it's always the goal to get gold. And that's that's what we want to achieve. And yeah, it was a great feeling to get that again this year.
That must have been logistics, you know, getting all these flowers still fresh, picking them at the right time, and then getting them to Chelsea and setting it up there.
Yeah, that's the toughest part, though. The flowers are the main part of the garden, and to get them there logistically is quite a nightmare. So we harvest flowers from about 30 different cut flower farms throughout South Africa. So that starts from KZN north to Eastern Cape, Western Cape, and all the way up to the Cedarburg. So it's quite a wide range. And all of these farms need to harvest at exactly the same time during the week, which I'm already in London. So everything happens on the phone and with your thumbs crossed. So we have from the Monday to the Wednesday to harvest all of those flowers. And all the farms need to do it at exactly the same time so we can receive it at exactly the same time at Cape Town International for checks and from Department of Agriculture. So that can make it logistically a little bit tricky. And all the flowers are cut and they're kept at 4 degrees all the way from the farm right when I open the box at our stand at the Chelsea Flower Show. And 25,000 stems, so it's about 11 pallets and a lot of boxes. So it's a huge consignment. And if it rains during the week of harvesting, that is a big problem. So that's our biggest fear. I think for the whole build is the weather during the harvesting week. And if it rains, we can't harvest any flowers because water on the flowers, by the time it reaches London, they would be black and marked. And then we can't use it. We'll lose a point and then it's not a gold. So that's our biggest fear. But luckily this year, no rain that week.
And it's just amazing, all these flowers, flower growers that help you. And, you know, they could have sold those at very good prices in Europe.
Yeah. So it's also a delicate balance because we're right in the beginning of the flower season, actually a little bit before, because the proteas only start to flower really in June and the show is early May, mid-May. So we are desperate for any buds that is starting to open, but the buds can't be open yet. So we only harvest buds that's still closed. And if you are first as a flower farmer to send your flowers first in the season to Europe, you'll get a good price. So I can't afford those prices. We're on a budget. So we have to take a bottle of wine and smile big to get those flowers. All the flower farmers really supported us so well this year. We got incredible flowers, beautiful quality. So we can't complain. We were looked after by them very well.
Well, can you describe what it looked like?
So the garden, the concept is, it is mostly the Cape flora of South Africa. A big reason why we use so much of the Cape flora is it's so famous as a cut flower around the world. And the flowers need to last 4 weeks out from when it's cut. And one of those weeks is completely devoid of water, no moisture whatsoever. There's not a lot of cut flowers that can do that. You can try that with your rose. It's not going to work. Proteas, on the other hand, wonderful for that. If you're in the north of South Africa, more towards the Bushveld, Johannesburg, it's wintertime. There's not much in flower now, just a little bit of aloes, and aloes we're not allowed to send over. So we are really confined to the proteas and fynbos, which is so amazing because it's so unique from anywhere in the world. So we're not complaining. So the garden has two sections, two corners. Each one has a beach. The one is the Indian Ocean. The other one is the Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean, more cold-loving plants, more cold colors, and that represents the West Coast. The Indian Ocean side is more towards the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. It's got warmer colors, reds, yellows, oranges. But the influence of these two oceans, the warm and the cold, with the high mountains, gives way to a lot of little microclimates in our mountainscapes. And that is why we are so rich in our biodiversity of flora, in especially the southern part of Africa. And that's why we are the flower basket of Africa. We have this woven basket around our garden, portraying that. That saying of the flower basket of Africa. And it also brings in a human element. Basketry is such a famous craft in Africa, especially in South Africa. Then connecting the two beaches is this canyon that cuts through this big mountain of fynbos that we have. That inspiration came from the Storms River mouth. I walked over that little hanging bridge on the sea and looked into this canyon. It's so beautiful. This dark black water, amber water, with these beautiful cliffs full of very famous plants that's used around the world as pot plants and garden plants. And that's exactly what we did. So we have this canyon. It snakes through. You can't see to the other side clearly, but it still cuts all the way through. So there's nobody looking back at you with a camera. And then we depict Streptocarpus. There's some Sandersonias and ferns and orchids in these canyons that show people that all of these very famous plants that's used in all the nurseries around the world actually is rooted back in Africa.
Well, an interesting thing, I saw one of your posts on Instagram, that the foxes like that water that you created, the amber water that you created with rooibos.
Yeah, so the Cape is very well known. If you're hiking the Cape, you'll always see that the streams and rivers are this beautiful amber color. Almost whiskey water. And that is quite famous. And I wanted to bring that back into our water feature, our water element that we have there. But I didn't want to use any chemicals to achieve that. And nature is done by tannins, you know, that leaches into the soil from the fynbos, especially the restios, over many years, and it goes into the water. Perfectly healthy, lovely to taste. And the only way I could think of to do that, to get that exact color and a beauty to the water, was to get rooibos tea. And we took hundreds of bags of rooibos tea and we dumped it into the water and it worked like a charm. And the water was exactly the color. It had a beautiful scent to it, not overpowering, but everybody could smell it. And that's where the foxies came in, because on our beaches every night, just about every night during build up, they would come and drink the rooibos tea, which apparently they loved. Yeah. So that was quite nice. Some evenings they were quite gentle and just had a little paw prints and a little bit of a drink. But some evenings there was a bit of a party. So that was a bit messy on some of the beaches.
Well, I'd love you to tell us about your background. I know who you are because you come from the same area as my botanist family, which is the Brocks in Nelspruit area. So tell us who you are and where you come from and why this passion for flowers.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, I'm from Nelspruit as well. I know the Brocks family very well. That was one of my little triggers, was going to Alvaro Brock with his nursery. He had this big nursery outside and he was supplying all the big change, like the Pick and Pays, with flowers. And that's where I bought my first, he gave me the African violets. And that is where I started my little collection of plants. My dad was the curator at the National Botanical Gardens in Nelspruit. Granddad, the curator at Betty's Bay Botanical Gardens. My mom has a big fir nursery. So the plant industry has always been everywhere. No matter how where I turn to, it's there. So green fingers naturally also. I knew from a very little age, that I would be working with plants in some way or form, whether it's growing them or in the end, I'm actually just painting with them, which I love. And then the show gardening slowly but surely started. It's something I always wanted to do from a young age, but I started slowly, like little shows in Joburg. There's a little show. Then I would, on my own cost, I would just go there and build a garden, and slowly but surely it progressed. Then you get noticed by another show, another magazine, and slowly but surely you get invited to international shows, which is, it took a long time. But now I do a lot of shows every year. This year we already did Singapore, Japan, two in China. This one in Luxembourg, next one is in Oman. So that's taking a lot of time from us now.
Well, coming from Nelspruit with this bushveld climate right next to the Kruger, and then you shifted your allegiance, was it to Cape Town? So do you still sort of cherish your Lowveld roots?
Yep. Heading on the plane tomorrow back to the bushveld. Go and smell the bushveld there. My family is still all there. And, you know, once you're born in the bushveld, there's nothing like the bushveld for you to feel home in. And to relax. There's something about the bushveld that you can't get anywhere else to make you feel just relaxed. I don't know why, what it is, but if you're from that area, you'll know. So it's still very heavily in my blood, but I love the fynbos and I love the Cape plants. We are just so diverse and we have so much here. So every time you hike in the mountain or just stop next to the road and look at what's growing right next to the tarmac, it's incredible little things. So you never get bored from Cape Flora. So it's, and I like the cooler weather. The Lowveld can be a little bit warm.
Warm. So is sponsorship now secured? Because there were years that I know that there were some battles to get sponsors.
Yeah. So look, I did the Chelsea Flower Show for government, so for Kirstenbosch. For quite a few years before COVID. And then after COVID, Kirstenbosch told me that they no longer want to be involved for the Chelsea Flower Show for reasons I did not inquire. But I felt that it was important for South Africa to be on the world stage, the most important world stage of flowers, horticulture, cut flowers, design. And so I started the long process, together with a few other people as well to start raising funds. It took a while, to be honest, to get to our first show. It took 4 years for us to raise enough funds. We still didn't have enough, but we decided we're just going. And so that was very successful. That was last year. And now it's a little bit easier. We have very good, partners at the moment, like Thripples, where I am now, which is a safari reserve, but not for animals. It's for flowers. So people come here on safari vehicles and go and see the biodiversity and all the flowers here with the insects and birds and some animals too. But it's incredible. So we have the right partners. That's also aligned with the vision that we have, is preserving our flora. It's promoting our flora, promoting the green tourism industry in South Africa, which is so special because we still have a lot of wild here in South Africa. You know, how beautiful other countries overseas are. There's not so much wild left over there. It's something that is becoming more and more precious. And so at the moment, yes, every year we have to look for a few new partners, but we'll see what next year brings forward. So if there's anybody that's interested to be a partnership with us for next year, yeah, please contact us.
Well, and just a final question, what are you working on now? What's next for Leon Schilder?
Well, we're working on quite a few projects locally and abroad. So we do a few big farms in the Mediterranean. We're developing the first private botanical gardens in Cape Town, which we are starting now. It will take a couple of years to finish, but that's really exciting. I'm very pleased with that. And then more shows. So our next show, we're bringing the winning Chelsea design back to South Africa like we did last year. And we're bringing it to the small town of Stanford. And the reason for that is, not everybody can go to London. It's so expensive. Oh, my goodness. And then so we're bringing it back here so people can come and see what we did there and not only just see it on TV, But it's also the reason it's in Stanford, because this is the heart of the Fynbos cut flower industry. And I want the farmers, the farm workers, the pickers, the transport company, the logistics company, everybody that's involved in this big chain of events to achieve the ultimate goal, to come and see the garden and see what South Africa Flora did on the world stage.
Well, Leon Kluger, you know, amazing what you did. Thanks so much. And I will keep on watching on Instagram what you post, because it's just amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and I appreciate all the support that we have from South Africans, especially some of them traveling all the way to London to come and see the show, but also everybody at home. Constant messages of just support and being proudly South African. That's what it's all about.